goes to?
It's a shame that this is the last old log that's ever going to be handed
down. You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
Joining me on the phone this morning from Celebrity Land, a very good morning to Jaden Forster. How are you, Jaden?
Pretty good, thank you, Dave. Good morning.
It is a beautiful morning where we are. It's raining.
Oh, okay. Well, we can look forward to that maybe down here in Melbourne town, because from all reports, it sounds like we're in for some very wild and woolly weather. Hopefully it's not a repeat of a couple of weeks ago when the power and everything went off, hopefully.
Of course, that's right. Now, here we are, entertainment spot, and we're talking about the weather. Look, a crew member who worked with Alec Baldwin's movie in the news, they're looking at suing. Is that true?
Yeah, well, he's actually filed, and he is a he, yes. He's filed a civil lawsuit against the producers of that particular movie, which, for the record, does include Alec Baldwin, because he is the executive producer or a executive producer of that movie, and that's the only sort of part of that particular lawsuit that involves him. But, yeah, the lawyers for The Armourer as well have just overnight aired claims that she was set up for sort of continuing with that line of defence for their client, something that the district attorney has dismissed, of course. But, yeah, while criminal charges still remain on the table, as I've said all along, you know, civil action could very well be possible, and that's what's happening now with this negligence suit that's been filed against the producers by the gaffer, the head lighting technician on that movie, who held the cinematographer Helena Hutchins basically in his arms after that shooting incident. He's the one who's filed the suit, and he's suing them for negligence, airing allegations of several obvious breaches, he says, of safety protocols around weapons and also the refusal of additional training when it comes to using weapons. So we've heard a little bit about that coming out from the set, various reports and the like, but now it will be up to a court to determine if there was negligence at play and if this particular death of Helena Hutchins could have been prevented.
Now, speaking of courts, just leads me into Britney Spears, the conservator. I can't get that word out. That's one of the things, the court case. It's back in court. Can you have a go at that for me, please, Judd?
Conservatorship?
Thank you very much. It's just one of those words for me. But Britney Spears back in court.
Yes, tomorrow our time, and it could very well be D-Day for Britney and the rest of her family as well. It could be the end of that conservatorship tomorrow, Saturday, our time. Both, of course, Britney and her father, Jamie Spears, want that arrangement to end, and to end quickly, but in different terms, of course. But look, you know, after 13 years of being controlled by other people, tomorrow could very well be the day where we see Britney free from that particular arrangement. We'll wait and see what happens.
Fingers crossed that we get some sort of outcome, because it has dragged on, hasn't it?
Oh, it has, yeah, 13 years, you know, and it's been in the courts for quite a fair amount of time as well now too, and it all sort of started months and months ago, where Britney essentially put her father in the corner when she stood up there and testified in court for a good sort of half an hour or so, and that sort of laid the groundwork, I guess, for what her lawyer has then put forward, and then I guess as well his step down as her conservator, which was really just an extenuation from what she said and what she did in court to sort of get that ball rolling. But yeah, hopefully there is some sort of resolution, not only for Britney, but for everybody involved.
Now, Elton John's in the news as well, and it's not because he's got the number one single in Australia.
No, it's not. It's because he's received quite prestigious honour, actually, from the royal family. He's been awarded the Order of the Companions of Honour by Prince Charles over in Windsor in the last 24 hours, and it's a big deal. This is an award that was founded by King George way back in the early 1900s, and it's basically handed out to citizens of the Commonwealth who do outstanding work, more or less, in their respective fields. And of course, in Elton's case, that's for his decades of work in the music industry and also his charity work as well, of course, driving forward AIDS research. And yeah, really big deal. They just don't give these sort of out willy-nilly to anybody. They're only limited to about 65 people, and there's only about 4 spots left, I believe. So yes, a very, very big deal for Sir Elton John.
And as you were saying the other day, fingers crossed he could be coming to Australia again.
Yes, hopefully. It'd be great to see him back here on our shores in 2023, I think was what we were talking about last week. And, you know, it'd certainly make up for all of those people who sort of had to skip out on the show where he was almost electrocuted and sort of drowned off the stage up in the Yarra Valley when he was last here. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we get to see him. I think it's probably a done deal, though, just quietly.
That, honestly, I mean, because it was that he's going to New Zealand because he had to cancel the tour there because he wasn't well.
Yeah, that's right. He had that walking pneumonia, didn't he? So, yeah, they're not going to schlep that tour and that big production and stage and all of the gear and everything out here to this part of the world just for two shows in New Zealand. I mean, it's almost guaranteed, despite Elton saying that, oh, I think there's a good chance I will be doing shows in Australia. I think it's pretty much one that you can take to the bank.
It'll be good to see. Look, Jaden, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll catch up again on Monday.
Have a good one.